My name is Sholem Ginsberg.
Okay, when did you first come to Lakewood?
In 1960, Elma.
Where'd you come from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. What was your, how'd you come to Lakewood? How'd you know that this is the place to come to?
Because I had heard Lakewood was then considered the highest level of learning in America.
Who did you have, like a letter of introduction or something?
I had asked Reb Chaim Stein. I presume he did. He sent a letter to Reb Aaron that I was a Talmud of Intel's. And
So how old were you approximately then?
I just turned 18.
Okay, so then you came here. How did that come about? Just physically, how you came here?
I took a bus from Port Authority.
From where? I mean, where'd you come from? From New York.
From New York.
And then what happened when you got here?
When I got there, I went into the yeshiva. In fact, I took my suitcases into the yeshiva.
Mm-hmm.
In the building, the Beis Medrash building.
Yeah.
And the yeshiva was in the Beis Medrash.
Yeah. So?
And No, that was, I think, the first day I came. I think I left my suitcases, and I asked the Bochy, said, leave. I think I left him in the Beis Medrash. I don't remember that. But the yeshiva was in the Beis Medrash, so I walked in, and he was standing in the front.
What time of the day?
It was Ben Azmanim.
It was Ben Azmanim. Which Ben
Azmanim? Started, yeah.
Which Ben Azmanim?
El Ben Azmanim. Before El.
Before El.
Yeah. And I walked up to the front. There was someone talking to him. I waited until the person finished. And then I walked over. I said, Shalom Aleichem. My name is Sholem Ginsberg.
Yeah.
And he said, was macht ihr? He said, ear to me.
He what?
He said, ear.
Oh.
I turned around. I thought he was talking to somebody behind me. In Tells, it was, you know, Ginsburg, come ahead. You know? And here, this like the God Ladar telling me, yeah, to me. I didn't think it was I meant somebody else.
So when you came here, you had this aura of that you're coming to the God Ladar.
Right.
Like, that was like, you had that in your mind.
Yeah. I had spoken to some Bachrim who had been there before, not that weren't there when I came, and they told me about Lakewood,
you had like a orientation.
I had seen the yeshiva at the Chanukah Sabbath in Cleveland and Tell.
Chanukah Sabbath, the Cleveland yeshiva.
He came to the Chanukah Sabbath.
Spoke?
Yeah, sure.
You remember anything from that?
No, he spoke at the outset. It was Sunday. Shabbos, he didn't speak. But Shabbos at Shalshus is a whole big to-do. It was the Chanukah Sabbath, so
that what year
weekend.
Was that?
This was 1950. Let's say 55 or 56. It was 1956, I believe. In the summer.
They made a new building.
They just bought Wycliffe. So they make a big Chanukah Sabbath. It's all the Reb Moshe, Reb Aaron, Reb Eliezer Silva, and the governor, and the senator, and all that. And Reb Aaron spoke there. And Reb Motl Katz introduced him as the Ari von Teure in unser Dor.
Okay, now you came there, you start talking to him.
And I came there, he asked me what I learned. I told him about Basra.
He gave a fahair or what?
He was supposed to give me a fahair, but he never gave me one.
So how'd you get Angel Orden?
He gave me chavrusas.
What about the dormitory?
In the dormitory, they put me in the bowling alley.
The bowling alley, yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah. There were six guys there.
Yeah. So then what happened in there?
And then Shineless, I was in the yeshiva.
What was the yeshiva schedule? What was the halach?
Shachris, I don't know when Shachris was.
General. Day by.
It was about 7:30 or so, 7:25.
Yeah.
And after Shachris, it was Musa saying that.
Yeah.
And then he went to eat breakfast.
Was the yeshiva there?
For Shacharis, yeah.
Every day, but he wasn't was there.
Except when he was in New York.
Uh-huh. When was his schedule for New York?
He used to go to New York either Sunday or Monday.
Uh-huh.
But he only went after he said the second, the Hemshech Shir. Mm-hmm. Every week there were two Shurim. There was the first Shir that was on Shabbos. So in the winter time it was Shabbos. It was Matzah Shabbos. And the summertime was Shabbos afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday or Monday he would say a Hemshech Shir.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it was Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go to New York after the Hemshech Shir. And then he'd come back, usually Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. And then he said a Chazaras Hashir Friday morning.
He said again.
He said
last week.
He said over the last two Shiur on Friday morning.
There were two Shiur, really.
There were two Shiur a week. One was on Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos, the other one was Sunday morning.
But like the two Shiur were really one unit.
It was all the same.
Yeah. And then he would say over both on Friday morning.
On Friday he'd say them over both.
But early morning, of course. Yeah.
Chazar Sashir was around 11:30.
How long did it take?
Chazar Sashir took about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each year was usually about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, when he said Chazar Sashir Friday morning, he was more relaxed and he sort of, he covered it in less time.
Mm-hmm. And what else happened there?
And then you could ask him in.
When? On Friday morning?
By the Chazar Sashir, yeah, he would answer, yeah.
Okay.
Not very many guys did that, but it wasn't as the, in the middle of the Shir you couldn't ask.
The Shabbos.
Original Shir, right. And you could go over afterwards and ask him, and if you should know all this, that guys got Zidl Dois, that's when he thought that the guy was trying to be a wise guy. Guy spoke with chutzpah, yeah. If as I mean, simply this Brody asked him on Ein Mitten Shir, he says, well, you know, like, he knew, he doesn't want to know, he just wanted
to What was the background to that story?
It was Bava Basra and it was Chardel.
And how come they came there?
I don't know why he came. I don't know the other guy, I just remember him.
I heard the other one was Rabbi Sipperstein.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. That's what somebody told me.
Ken Zahn. I just don't know. I was just aware of him and because they said he's going to ask in.
Because Rabbi Sipperson was my Rabbi in YU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
Yeah, so he seems that they came together, he said.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, so he asked in, but it was evident that he asked in so that everybody should, you know, it was entertainment. You know? So
uh-huh.
That she blew up with him.
He blew up with him?
First, he asked him three times, he mixed in.
Uh-huh.
So the first time, he said, cooked in Rasha.
Yeah.
Cooked in Rasha. Like, so that was the
elementary.
First slap, because you tell somebody, you missed Rasha, you know.
Elementary.
So that's like the first slap. Cooked in Rasha, you know, you're asking the Shia, you didn't learn Rasha.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few minutes later, he asked him again. So the Shia said, Mamish de Gemara in it gilead. Like he looked at him with those eyes, and Mamish the Gemara, and the boy was laughing. And then the third time was Chardel, so he explained, according to the, I think, the Shitzak Goinmar, the Riyak, so he was imagining how the first guy was saying Mechala Meitza. And so he pops up and he says, I'm also mitten Zweiten, the other guy.
Yeah.
He says, oh, good. Zumer Shmol. This is good either. But it wasn't a kasha. It was just, you know, what about the other guy?
It was just the kibbutzing.
He was kibbutzing.
Uh-huh.
He laughed himself. He knew that he was going to blow up.
Uh-huh. Who laughed?
Simcha Zisel Goni.
Oh.
He knew that the Rabbi was going to. He did it with Bedavka.
He wanted to get
the Israeli, you know.
Uh-huh. Anything that encounters that you would describe that would characteristic
of who?
Of Rabban.
This you?
Yeah.
I mean, what way? He was extremely, extremely bright isn't the word. It's not enough.
Yeah.
He knew everything that's going on. He understood.
Like particular incidents that illustrate some of this.
I mean, I had a car accident. I rented Fivelson's car to go to New York, and I smacked it up on the Garden State Parkway. Mm-hmm. So, but I got banged up. But the tooth broke in the gums. So I needed to have surgery to have it taken out. So it was before his shunness. I went over to him and I asked him if my parents wanted me to come home. So I told him, he says, Nit kedai, if his shunness, Nit kedai.
Yeah, to go home.
To go home. And that was his cousin. My father wanted me to come home. But he understood very, you know what I mean? He knew, he answered.
Well, he knew the answer, why?
What
did he know?
He understood all the tzedodim. It's not like, I made it to the yeshiva. He said, Sinit Kedaya, I'm to gain.
I mean, it wasn't just Stam Gezog, but he took into account everything.
He figured everything there was to figure out.
Well, all the angles.
All the angles. I mean, I didn't ask him some stuff. I didn't ask him.
You observed others.
What?
You observed others asking.
I didn't. I never heard what somebody else spoke to me. Usually, I spoke to Rishimi. Spoke in private.
No, other things that were known, like that were more or less publicized.
The things are
occasions.
Okay, and there's a lot of things. I don't know. I don't know specific incidents that the guys. I know stories. I mean.
But you weren't there.
No.
Just heard from somebody else.
Right, I heard from.
You never went with him to New York.
Yeah, I never went with him to New York. No, I was in the car with him.
Okay, anything happened there?
I was in the car with him. We went when. What's his name? My chavrusa was Avram Yitzchak Shane. He's now in Staten Island. Mm-hmm. And he got married the same night that Moshe Silverberger, Gedalia Shor's Adam.
Who?
Moshe Silverberg. Moshe Silverberg married Gedalia Shor's daughter.
Moshe who?
Silverberg.
Silverberg, okay.
He's Gedalia Shor's Adam. He was a Rosh HaKoel in Ger. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So he got married the same night as Avraham Yitzchak Shane. Now the Rishiva came to Avraham Yitzchak Shane's Chasana. And he also went, had to go to Silver, because it's Gedalia Shor's daughter was getting married. So I went with him in the car from this house, and I left the middle to go to Silver, because I knew Silver from Tells. He was a Tells at Talmud. So I went with him in the car, and Rip Schneier also went. Penny Budner was driving. The Rishiva sat in the front with Penny Putner. Mm-hmm. She sat in the front, and I sat in the back with Rip Schneier. And there was this shaila, how to go up in the road, which road to take. So she said, Vozok dir Rip Schneier?
Yeah.
He wanted to be machshav in front of Junger and Bochum.
So they got there.
Yeah, they got there.
What about the anything that went on by the Tishn?
By the Tishn, I didn't sit. The young Bochum didn't sit by the Tishn.
You didn't get any echoes.
Echoes. I heard a story once that, but the guys that sat there, Moshe Hirsch, Chaim Epstein, Lauer.
Even Moshe Hill Hirsch.
Moshe Hill Hirsch, Chaim Epstein, Lauer. I think Siegel sat there.
Siegel.
I think Moshe Kahn sat there. Moshe Heinemann sat there. Shlomo Miller sat there. I think Shimon Hirsch sat there.
Shimon Hirsch, yeah, okay. He was, I have him.
Ben Nochi Gesessen dort. I flower, I said. I think Stefanski sat there.
Laser
Stefanski. distinction.
Tell me even what that time in the yeshiva when you got there.
125. There are 50 in the Kotel and 75 more.
Uh-huh. So anything else happened?
What happened was, I know that once somebody asked him a shayla,
yeah,
and he said tzedosa, and another bacher b'am tishat chungri for the moishat matri kivin.
Yeah.
So he said, "Ashor, a greiser mensch gemacht hat heute." You heard that one?
No, I didn't hear. But what was the shayla?
I don't know what the shayla was.
Oh.
I didn't hear it. But I heard him say that. Greiser ashor, a greiser mensch gemacht hat heute.
He wasn't being facetious.
No, he had tremendous cancer, Mice.
Yeah.
I heard from Yossel Katzenstein. You know Yossel Katzenstein?
Yossel Katzenstein, no.
From Chaim Berlin?
No.
He's an old Chaim Berliner.
Yeah.
Very old Chaim, like he gave me the 40s Chaim Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that Reb Schneer told him that Reb Aaron said he's Mekana Reb Moshe's Klarkite. See, a great man can admire other people.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
stand.
Doesn't stand.
So he was not more mafupu.
Yeah, Ramayan was a lot more. Someone told me, Altuski told me. There's a guy here, Altuski. He's called Altuski.
Where's he now?
He's here. He's in Market Shin, the yeshiva.
He was learned here?
No, he didn't learn. I mean, he learned in Lakewood, but not by Ramayan. But he told me that Reb Moshe was by a shir of Reb Aaron,
mm-hmm,
and going back in the car, wherever he was going back, he was saying over to the people in the car, but he was saying over the shir. He said over what Reb Aaron said.
Who was saying over?
Reb Moshe.
Okay.
They were in some place. Reb Aaron said a shir. Moshe said in the car. Moshe has it over the shir that Reb Aaron said.
Yeah.
Now Reb Moshe himself had also said a shir on the same minyan.
What was it?
I don't know. I can ask him over if he.
Yes, of
course. So Moshe said, "Zu lieb Reb Aaron sagt redel, will ich nicht geiser sein."
He knew.
The yeshiva would come up with an Elui Shechab, you know. So Moshe said to Leib Rabban, Zadreidl, Lelich, Shechoizes.
I mean, he was familiar with his style.
He was familiar, yeah.
Where did Moshe know him, from here or from Europe?
Or both? I think that they were related in some chetan or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they knew, they definitely heard of each other, they knew each other.
Uh-huh.
They knew of each other for sure.
Mm-hmm. Were they contemporaries?
Yeah.
The
yeah,
same age?
Like 2 years, yeah. They were close in age.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-3 years different.
Mm-hmm.
Reb Moshe was famous among the Lomdom in Europe. Reb Moshe was known.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, I mean, Reb Zalman Meltzer knew of him, and Zalman Reb Aaron knew of him. You know, the Rav Shach has letters to Reb Moshe, tshuvas by Reb Moshe. Hikshali Habocher Achoshev Yoyd, I think he wrote.
That was Rav Shach.
It was Rav Shach. He says, Elazar Menachem Shach.
There was such a big age difference?
Between Reb Moshe and Rav Shach?
Yeah.
There must have been a good 10 years. But and Rav Shach learned by the Reshiva.
He learned by the Reshiva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew of each other.
Mm-hmm. So, other memorable incidents. Impressions that you got from things. From Haggis.
I asked them once. I give my coat to the cleaners.
Yeah.
And I had the tag, you know, the staple, tag staple.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hadn't taken it off for Shabbos. I went over to him and asked him what I should do. So he said, Oder Hadi Agoi, Oder Mitashinai. Well, I couldn't get a hold of Bernie, so.
Uh-huh. Bernie was Shabbos?
Was the official guy.
Uh-huh. And what about just leaving it on?
He told me to do that. He didn't give me that as an option.
But what was that option? Was Shaq to leave it
say.
On?
I asked him, what should I do?
Uh-huh.
They said, oh, the mitashin. I mean, obviously, if there's no go, you do with a sheen. He said, there's no other option. I did it with a sheen. I did it with my team.
It wasn't in a place that wooden staff you left it on, was it?
No. It just, you know, on the... Like, they used to staple it at least on the edge, on the hem.
Mm-hmm. Was it a shirt or a...
It was a coat.
A coat.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering about carrying.
Right.
But he just had to take it off.
Yeah.
But Yom Tov, were you ever there on Yom Tov?
I was at Yom Tov once. So that first year I left, the second year I was there. I think the second year.
You've been talking about Yom Neroim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Shiva, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Heiligen.
That was just a feeling.
Yeah.
You have no other mice in there.
The my incidents, I don't know what to tell you.
Impressions about things.
I don't know. I don't have any incidents personal that I can say for myself. I heard a lot.
Somebody told me you used to do the tapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How'd that come about?
Because I wanted to learn the shir, and I couldn't hop the shir. I hardly understood what he said in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So I bought a tape recorder.
Uh-huh. A big one.
Of course, a big one. And on the east side.
Yeah.
And so then when Yossel Bristius had the big tape recording,
yeah.
That one broke, I used mine to record.
It was a reel.
Reel to reel, yeah.
What happened to those tapes?
Those tapes?
Yeah.
They belong to the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I made my copies.
Uh-huh. So you have them still?
I have, so I haven't learned to listen to them in 35 years. Who knows even if they're still on, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean they could have been burned out?
They could have. I don't know what happens to tape that's old.
Just deteriorate. Yeah, I still have a machine.
No, I don't have a machine. I can't play it even.
You can go to a store. They
still have that?
They convert it.
They
can get converted.
Yeah.
No, come on. What else do you got? You got to have some stuff.
I don't have personal incidents. I don't have that many personal incidents. I asked them a few times, cautious, but not...
Nothing that memorable.
The kashas, I know what I asked them.
No, I'm just saying nothing, it wouldn't show anything.
No, it wasn't the only incident. It was, I said, my parents wanted me to go because I had this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He once asked me, yeah, one Shabbos, he came, Shabbos afternoon, I was in the dining room. So he was looking for somebody to give him a tea.
Yeah.
So he saw me, so he said, Ate.
Mm-hmm.
Ate.
Yeah.
So I went, I made him a cup of tea, and I found some cakes. I put two or three pieces of cake on the plate also.
Yeah.
So I brought it in to him. He said, Nem Tavek. He didn't want the cake.
Uh-huh.
So listen, at first I felt bad, you know, brought cake, and he didn't want. But then I realized I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm taking it away, and that's what he wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You did what he wanted.
What?
You did what he wanted.
I did what he wanted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so incidents of Machnishgad.
Okay, so then tell me what impression you were left with that made the lasting impression.
The impression, I mean, his kindness was such. He was cool at times. He was a safe at times. Mom is a safer time. The way you ever see him say a shir?
No.
Never saw him?
Never saw.
It was, you couldn't take your eyes off them. But she can't going out of them. Like mesmerized. Because you saw he was... There's only one thing in the world by this person, is tiring.
It was evident in everything.
It was evident. He was on fire. When he said his shiur, he was on fire, Mom.
That's what he wasn't saying his shiur, you also saw it.
When he didn't say his shiur, yeah. No, it was different. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
When he said his shiur, I'm telling you, everybody, whether you understood or not, you couldn't take your eyes off of him.
Mm-hmm. It's captivating.
Yeah, and it wasn't dramatics.
I mean, that was... put on a show.
No, there was no dramatics at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke when he said that Ashbun, Rambam.
Yeah.
It was Aish, Kuli Aish.
Aish.
Mamish.
You never heard him saying an opinion about something besides
politics?
Yeah.
No, I was young. I was 18, 20 when he was nifted. Didn't ask him. I was in the car. I was once with him again, another time in the car.
Yeah.
And as a passenger, so I sat in the back, and he asked me if I heard what Rebbe Kostrotzkin and Tell had cancer.
That was at that time already? He had cancer?
Yeah.
I thought that was later on.
Yeah, and he asked me if I had heard how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that I heard that he's getting radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether he knew what radiation meant.
Yeah.
So he says, the Strahl.
He said the Strahl.
He said, yeah, Strahl. Mm-hmm.
He was aware of those things.
Yeah.
Did he ever express anything that showed you that how he's aware of what's going on in the world?
In the world, no. I never spoke to
him. Not if he spoke, like something he mentioned, or...
No, in his drushes, he didn't mention that.
Oh, you only heard drushes?
Geopolitical issues.
You never heard anything?
No.
Okay, that's
I'm sorry, that's all I got.
Okay, so you have more opinions.
I heard from others, but Mishkan, I never heard myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good night, Shabbos.
Okay,
thank you very much.